Monday the 5th of November, Rabbi David Halpern, Halacha Ve'Agadah.
System, word after. I'd like to discuss with you Dvar Halucha, an interesting Dvar Halucha, which really merits the discussion of an hour and a half. We'll try and condense it within the limited time we have. So obviously, we can't draw any conclusions Halucha L'Maisa from this year today. In any case, you can't normally draw from such a shiur Halucha L'Maisa. It is a shiur which is Halucha L'Maisa. I'd like to discuss the issues involved, so at least you know how to ask such a shiur. But the pasuk, you have to leave it for your roof. A shiur which happened Friday night, middle of the night, with Hatzula. Mentioning Hatzula, it's an opportunity which you don't have perhaps enough opportunities to mention. The Rabbi Maha, of course, Hatzoyev, for Hatzula, what they do for the Kehillah, when it says Nefesh, Yom Velayla, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and so on and so on, which is Sayin Yunach and Pekech Nefesh, and Sayin Yunach Chesed, what they do, the fact that we have the peace of mind that we know they're always available for us, is that what you earn a lot of our Kurs Hatzoyev. So I'm just using the opportunity, Zeicha Tadak Lebrucha, we mentioned Hatzula, which is mentioned, which is always remember, the Hakur Hatzoyev, which we owe them, Mamish, Yom Velayla, the Hatzluch and the Habit, and we should never need them. He looked at Yidden and once came to a Rebbe, a Brucha. So the Rebbe asked, what Brucha do you want from me? The Rebbe, I want a Brucha that I should never need to come to you. But Emmet, we have to know that a Rebbe is not only made for Brucha, the Rebbe is made for teaching Torah also, so for that. Alright. In the middle of the night, 1 o'clock at night, just remember 1, 2 o'clock, middle of that Friday night, Hatzula knocks on the door of a Ruv and asks the following Shala. They were called somewhere in the middle of the night. Emergency, and they come there, and the immediate, what needs to be done within the first few seconds obviously was done, but now they have to treat the patient. There's no bechula of 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, which if there would be, then you don't ask shaila, obviously. You just go ahead and do it, but this, something which could wait a quarter of an hour, so then you ask a shaila. The shaila was, the house was dark, because the Shabbos clock was off. The hall maybe was a bit lichter, they could see what's going on in the room, but not to deal with the patient properly, they needed to put on the lights. So obviously if you need to put on the lights, put on the lights. The shala was, one of our two members, it occurred to him, if they're going to put on the time switch, the lights of the whole house will come on. They only need the light in the one room where the choyle is. Perhaps they should go round, switch off all the switches, which are in any case not functioning because the Shabbos egg is off. Switch off all the switches so that when they put on the Shabbos egg, only the one light should come on. We know a klal in Pekech Nefesh, Machirin Oiseh HaKalakal. You always have to try and do the minimum. Again, I don't need to repeat it. If there's a Bahola, you don't ask questions. Just go ahead and do whatever needs to be done. But when you've got time to think, then you have to start calculating what is less Aveda. Chayv Krisis, Chayv Elavin, obviously the Rabunon, the Raisa, and you have to work out to the minimum what is required. So we have to see between the two options. Putting on the one light, that's one switch, which thereby you will be putting on all the lights in the house, Tadechot, with that shiny going round, switching off all the switches, which are off in any case. So we have to start calculating which is more Aveda, which is less Aveda. Now what is the Aveda of putting on one switch, which thereby you're putting on 20 lights, when you only need one light? The Aveda is called Ribi B'Shi'irim. It's a sigya and Shas, you might come across it in other opportunities also. Ribi B'Shi'irim. What is Ribi B'Shi'irim? It's a Gemara. The Gemara says the following, you have it in Ois Aleph. Bu'er Rova. Choyle sh'amdihi l'shtei breidus. A choyle which you need to have two figs. Now I suggest that the Gemara is saying figs, because an apple you can tear off just as it is. A fig, apparently, if you just tear it off from the stalk, it might get crushed or whatever it is. You have to cut the stalk to get it off properly. And he needs two groves. He goes out in the field, in the garden, and he has two opportunities. Either two single stalks, and each one has one grove, so he makes two cuts, take off two groves, or he has one branch which has three on it. He's doing one cut, on the other hand, he's cutting three groves, which he only needs two. What is better? Tashal and the Gemara, and we're talking here about the Raisas, Pashtas. It's Choyle Shamdi L'Shtei Grogus. V'yesh Shtei Grogus B'Shtei Yitzin. There's two Grogus, single ones. V'shulash B'Ekatechot. Hai Minai Meisinon. Which one do we cut? Shtayim Meisinon D'Chodili. Do we go to the two and just cut, make two cuts to bring off the two Grogus which we need? Oidil M'shulash Meisinon. even though you don't need three, but to come a mata katir, he's only doing one action. Rather do one action than two actions. And the Gemara has a maskuna pshita shulash maitina. Rather do one cut, less action, even though you're carrying down three bridges, and that's how the Rambam passes, rather than doing two cuts. Gemara. Look the case of Mishnah, Bisham, the Rana, the Rashba, and the Rosh, that from here we see that if a person's got two other options, he needs two. He's got one branch with two, and one branch with three. If he will cut the one of three, he'll be doing Issa Beraisa. Even though it's the same action, one action, just one cut, but because this cut is providing more than he needs, and he's got the option to do one with two, he does one with three, it's the Issa Beraisa. There seems to be an Osamayach that is Mamish Achiv Skila, Mamish, I would say it's the Issa Beraisa, not Achiv Skila, but it's the Issa. What's the Raya? So it goes like, but if we're going to say that one cut of two and one cut of three stands on the same level, Oibazoi, what's the Havamina of the Gemara that you should rather cut two single ones, rather cut two single ones than cut the one of three is the same as the one of two. And certainly if you've got one of two against two single ones, you should certainly cut the one of two, because it's one cut with two. Mum is exactly what you need. So if you come to the tree, there's one with two, and there are two single ones, you should certainly cut the one of two, because as you're making one cut, you have exactly what you need. So there's no Havamina that those singles, two singles should be better than one of two. And if the one of two is the same as one of three, so what's the Gemara's Hashayla? Elamai, it's obvious from the Gemara that one of two is less Chumah than one of three. And the Shayla is one of three, is it more than two singles or less than two singles? But certainly less Chumah than one of two. Is that called Riba Bishir? Riba Bishir means you're doing one cut, but you're producing more than what you actually need. It's a great discussion. So Tim taught from this Gemara that Riba Bishir is a Issa Dairaisa. There's another Gemara which said, Mamish Paket. Gemara Mesechus Beyer, a well-known Gemara, states of Nazoi, Memala Isha Kalakter Buta, Yomtuf, you're allowed to cook in Yomtuf, and she puts in more meat than she needs. She needs 5 pieces of meat, she puts in 10 pieces. She's allowed to do that on Yomtuf, with one action. She puts all the meat inside, then she puts the whole pot on the gas. That's permitted because the more meat in the pot will create a better shmata tam. Then the Gemara goes on to say the same applies to water. Now you can't say that you need one pint of water and you cook two, the water is cooked better. Water is water. And you're cooking 2 pints of water when you need 1 pint of water. The Gemara says it's permitted. Permitted. We're talking about Issa Daraisa, yes? Cooking in Yom Tov is Issa Daraisa. It's mitter for Eichel Nefesh. Shaloi L'Tzoich Eichel Nefesh pastas is Issa Daraisa. Sorry, the words are wrong. Shaloi L'Tzoich is Issa Daraisa. Doesn't have to be Tzoich Eichel Nefesh. Shaloi L'Tzoich Rachur, Mitoch Shetor Tzoich, Shaloi L'Tzoich. If it's Shaloi L'Tzoich Klal, I mean. Shaloi L'Tzoich Klal is Issa Daraisa. So there we say that we're allowed to do the Riba Bishurim. She do one action, putting on one pot, and she only needs 1 pint, she has 2 pints. So Riba Bishurim is a Heter Gumma. Here we say it's an Issa Daraisa, and here we say it's a Heter Gumma. Is the Rishonim have two Mahalchim, how to answer this deal, and the two Mahalchim have serious repercussions, Halucha L'Maisa. And actually in the Mishnebir itself, how we pass them is also a Machloitis, how we pass them. The Ram says the following. The Ram says, you can't compare the case of cutting the Te'elim, where you're going to do a Melechus Issa Daraisa L'Tzorich Pekich Nefesh, as the case of the Gemara in Beyer, where you're cooking L'Tzorich Yom Tov. We know that Valkin after Minna. Cooking L'Tzorich Yom Tov is Hitra. This is Dachia. Hitra. It's a much a Hitra Gemara. This part, Eichel Nefesh is Doicha Yom Tov. The Rabbi Nishon has Masi Gemin to cook on Yom Tov. It's Hitra. To do a Melucha in Shabbos, or in Yom Tov, for that sake, a melucha for pekech nefesh, that's dechir. We know there's a chilek dechir in hitra. Dechir is pshat bedoicha. You have to try and avoid as much as you can. Hitra, the heter gum. So when we're dealing with something which is dechir, he's tearing off an apple from the tree, which is a deraisa, he's doing it because of dechir of pekech nefesh. There is riba b'shirim, is a deraisa. Whereas, if he's doing oichel nefesh, which is hitra mamish, by hitra there's no deal of riba b'shirim, he can do even more. So there's a Quran. Doesn't say swura, but he says the math, you can't compare the two. So by Zechir, by Pekir Nefesh, is Ribu Shirim Zeraisa, and by Oichel Nefesh, in Yom Tov, Ribu Shirim is Mitzel HaKetchav. That's the Ran's Mahalach. So according to this, comes out the Ran holds that Ribu Shirim, Mamasha, is Zeraisa. So Lachoy, you're putting on one switch, which this switch turns on 10 lights. When you only need one light, you're dealing with Issa Zeraisa for other 9 lights. If you can avoid it, you have to do it. The Rashba goes on a different Mahalach. The Rashba says, he somehow learns the Gemara better than the Anarichas, how to explain it, that the Gemara is not dealing with the Rais, it's more the Rabbunim. So Rebbe Bishirim is only the Rabbunim in the Gemara, which talks about the Gregus. It's the Rabbunim. Why then in Masechtas Bayez do we say it's Mitzel Katchila? Why is he allowed to put on more water to cook than is necessary? So he says the Rabbunim were only Machmir Shabbos, not the Yom Tov. Shabbos is a Tchila, Yom Tov Michael. L'choy, according to the Rashba, at Oskimen, that the same Hatzula Shala would be in Yom Tov, we would say Rebbe Bishirim is Mitzel. In Shabbos, it's also Shabbos and Machmir and Yom Tov were Michael and Rebbe Bishirim. It's not got to do with Oichel Nefesh or Pekich Nefesh. In Pekich Nefesh itself, in Shabbos were Machma and Yom Tov were Michael. According to the Rashba, Kim Tov, as Rebbe Bishirim is only Rabbunah. How he fits into the Gemara is Rebbe Zindrach. Derech Agav, just to prove the point, that the Rashba, how far the Rashba goes, that the Tzav Tzav, the Kuhn to the Rashba is Akasha. The Gemara says, Mavashal Udam, you're allowed to cook on Chayil and Shabbos, but you mustn't, anything, any leftovers, a buri, a gezintemensh, may not eat what's been cooked for Chayil and Shabbos. Why? Gezei v'shamiyab b'shvilan. If the person who cooks knows that what's left over he could eat, he might cook a bit more than is necessary. Is what happens if he does cook more than necessary? According to the Rama, be it the Raisa, according to the Rashba, it's the Rabbonan. So the Besoth, if it can't be according to the Rashba, if it's only it's the Rabbonan, we're making a Gzeira, he might cook more, and even if he does, it'll only be it's the Rabbonan. It's Nishmas Tabba, that's the Gzeira. According to the Ram, no problem, because if he cooks more, he's over, it's the Raisa. According to the Rashba, it's only the Rabbonan, we wouldn't make such a thing. Therefore, he says, Shema Yabba Bishvil is Pshat, he might put another piece of meat inside. That's not Rebbe Bishirim. Once you've got things cooked in there, you take another piece of meat to put inside. This is Mamish, Bishl, Mamish. And the point I'm trying to bring out is that the Rashba, the Shosef holds that according to the Rashba, Rebbe Bishirim is only the Rabbonim. We wouldn't even make the Zayda something. Whereas according to the Ramis, this is the Rais. Alright, so we know what the problem is by putting on the one switch which turns on 20 switches, 20 lights when you only need one. According to the Ramis, the Rais, according to the Rashba, it'll be the Rabbonim. Now, what about the other options? Turning off all the switches. There's no issa of kibui because the lights are off in any case. It's not even gram kibui. Gram kibui is when you cause something that which will cause a tibui afterwards. You put water somewhere that the fire, when it comes there, should be nichba. You're not doing that here. You're just putting it, switching it off, but the light should not come on. You're not causing it to go off. You're causing it not to come on. That's less than gram kibui. So certainly, no daraisa and lachoy not even a rabbonon. You're causing that when the light will come on, this light will not come on. So you go, the shal is mixer. So we have to work out, you know, mixer is very, there are many types of mixer. What type of mixer is this? What mixer is the switch? There's a Chivay Milchus Yitzchak, the first type of Milchus Yitzchak, I must have been going back about 50 years ago to my father around the start, discussing this question about putting off a switch without the whole Hatzolah question. Stam, in the middle of the night, you know that the light is going to come on 6 o'clock in the morning, and you have one big chandelier which you don't want it to come on. So you want to turn off the switch, it shouldn't come on. No, the shal is mixer. What mixer? So Melchizedek starts off saying, well, obviously, it's a keli shemlach toile iser. The switch is made to switch on and off. That's the purpose of a switch. It's a keli shemlach toile iser. So even though now you're not using it for an iser, you're doing something which is not an iser, mitzad atzmoy, but it's a keli which is intended for iser. Keli shemlach toile iser, there is different in all other mixers. It's a lesser mixture now. Let's take a hammer, for example. A hammer is a keli shemlach toile iser, a hammer, a screwdriver. A keli shemlach toile iser, but being a keli, it's got a chashivus. Because it's got a chashivus, it's permitted the tzoidach difay mekoyma. You're allowed to take a hammer to crack open a nut in Shabbos. The tzoidach says, if you've got something else, you can use something else. If you have something else, you're allowed to take a hammer. Keli shemlach toile iser, the tzoidach difay, if you need a hammer for the purpose of hetzer, it's permitted. Tzoidach mekoyma also, if it's in your way. You left it on the table by mistake, you want to take it off, because in your way you're allowed to be metalsin. No other mixer is permitted by Terech Difa and Kaima, only Kailish and Nachtalisa. So if the switch is only a Kailish and Nachtalisa, the Terech Difa, you're using the switch for a hetedika purpose, because you don't want the light to come off afterwards, should Lachoyra be permitted. But the Melchizedek has got he doesn't explain why, he says, I'm not sure if the switch is called the Kaili Bechlav. I don't know why not. Lachoyra, anything which is not Ishtamsh is a keili. A non-keili means a piece of earth, a stone, a branch, a twig, which fell off a tree. That's a not keili. And that's a mixer machmas gifoy, which is a very humorous mixer. He said, I'm not sure if a switch is called a keili. I don't know why. He just says it's one or two lines, doesn't elaborate. But then he goes on to say something which is obviously emes. This switch, Benash Mushas, could you use it or not? When the time switch was on, Benash Mushas probably was on, then you couldn't move the switch because you'd be turning on or off the light. That's called Mitzvah Machmas Isser. You cannot be metallic because you're creating the Isser. That's not Kailish and Lachdel Isser. Mitzvah Machmas Isser. Mitzvah Machmas Isser is immediately this Katsuela Benash Mushas. So therefore there would be an Issa mixer. So you're dealing here with, on one hand, Ribi Bish'idim, which Kunt Rashba is only the Rabbunon, Kunt Ram is the Raisa. On the other hand, Tilt and Mixer, or maybe 10 Tilt Mixers going around all the house, which is, again, Issa Rabbunon. Difficult to weigh the two together. There's a Shiva in Rav Ozna, in Shevet Alevi, and he says he prefers to take the second option rather than the first option. And he shows him the following. He says, like, He takes the first option rather than the second option. He says, first of all, Rebbe Bishirim, you've got the Shittas HaRash, but only with Rabbunah. I must say, if you look in the Achleinim, there seems to be a Rachleitas, there seems to be a seal actually in Mishnah Brir itself. If Rebbe Bishirim is, do we pass him like a Rash, but as a Ram? In Mishnah Brir is Mashma, he's noted for the Ram, because he brings other Rishonim who also hold like the Ram. And in Sefer, Machna Yisroel, which was made for people in the army, he seems to be merged to the Rashba. The simple answer to this theory of Mishnah Brira is that Mishnah Brira was made for everybody, and the Machna Yisroel he made specially, he tried to find all the possible pillars to be made for people in the army. They should keep Shabbat at least according to some shittas as much as they can. We're talking about the army which is from Mishnah Pekech Nefesh in Russia, wherever it was. So he made a whole Shulchan Aruch for them, and he took always a minimal Shittas, at least they should be Yotze, they should be Shom LeShabbos. So it could well be that there he said, alright, they were Takap Tech Nefesh, rely on the Rashba, and the Mishabri, which is written for all of us, he says rely on the Ram. But the Rav Ozna seems to be noted that the Rashba is a reliable enough Shitta to rely on, that's number one. So you're dealing with a Drabunan, one Drabunan against 10 Drabunans. Then he says another Surah, the Walter Surah. He says, by switching on the light, this time switch, for this one room, and by the way, you're doing all the other rooms, as Dov Hashem is Chavan. He's not Mechavan to put on all our lights, he's Mechavan this one light. Now, Dov Hashem is Chavan is not a Heter because it's Psikration. Psikration means that if a Dov Hashem is Chavan has to happen, if not, it might happen. The woman, Gomorrah, Goyer, Udam, Tissa, Mitter, Tafsara, you schlep a heavy chair in the garden, creating a Chavitz, which is the Issa Veraisa, but it might not create a Chavitz. Dov Hashem is Chavan, he doesn't want the Chavitz, he wants to take the chair elsewhere. If according to Reb Shimon, it's mitzvah. But if it's a heavy chair where it must make a chavit, it's called psik reishit, it has to happen, then it's a derayis to pass this. But here, by putting on the one switch, it's going to be a psik reishit, the other ones are definitely going to come on. So Dov Hashem is chavon wouldn't be a heter. But he says that this psik reishit here is a psik reishit de loy michalei. He doesn't want the lights to come on because it's going to cost him more electricity. He doesn't need it, he doesn't want it. And there, that itself is also a reason to be matter. So he takes into account and three things. First of all, he says that Ribu Shirim Kunt Rashba in his Rabbonim. Second of all, putting on the light is only Zor Shem Es Chavon, the creation of the Loi Michalei. And then he says, Sheva Tas Uris. Rather than go round, working through the house, this switch you've got to put in any case. Rather than go do more Meluchas, do that as well. Meluchan, he's Machriya Taka, that you should rather put on the one switch than go around the whole house. An interesting point, just to mention, in Igos Moshe, according to Moshe Feinstein, he has a shala, which is, this is Mamash Halukha Lamaisa in the Gaya. On Yom Tov, we are allowed to carry Letzoyrich Aichon Nefesh, or Letzoyrich any Tzoyrich, or Mitzoyrich Hitler, Letzoyrich Hitler, Letzoyrich, you can carry a Tzidin to Shiel also, but there must be some Tzoyrich. In other words, if you've got in your pocket things which you're not going to use, you weren't buried in the pocket before Shabbos, before Yom Tov, and you're carrying, you're dealing with this as a right, if it's Shalom L'Tzorech Klal, you've got things in the pocket you're not going to use. You need to carry to Shiel, he talks about cigarettes, let's move it over to sweets, more popular today. You need to carry to Shul 10 sweets. You've got a bag with 25 sweets. Do you have to open it out and count 10 sweets, or can you take the whole bag? So he says, Rebbe Shiel, my Yom Tov is mitzvah. If you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov more water than you need, it's mitzvah l'til alma. However you explain the stira, but this is a zikha as the oichal nefesh in Yom Tov, Ziv Mishir mit mitzvah. So he says you can carry the whole bag of sweet tissue. That's in the Smoisha Chelik base. Is doing Shmir Shabbos Tilchusa. He says, therefore, if you have a bunch of keys, and you've got on the keys which you're not going to use in Yom Tov, keys of your office, of your shop, whatever it is, and you've got the keys of the house also, and you want to go to Shiel, are you mechiv to take off the keys of the house, or do you have to, or can you take a whole bunch together? So he says, well, if Rav Moshe says you can take a bunch of suites, of 25 suites, when you only need 10, you can take 5 keys when you need 1. Adosh Tei Shmir Sabchuchot, Halukhul Maitha. Simt Rav Moshe and Chalikai, out of the 8 Halukhul Maitha, as we know, the last of the 5 which are 100% reliable. The last 3, there's a Kabbalah from Shemzam Oibach, but things have been changed there. We can't have to be sure which Shiva you're looking at, but the first 5 we know was Mamish reliable. And in that Shiva he says that Rav Noivet or Shmir Sabchuchot, he didn't understand the mistake. I'll tell you what he says, I can't explain. I can only say what he says. He says, Rebbe B'shirim is pshat, you do more than you need. You need 1 pint of water, you take 2 pints of water. You need 10 sweets, you take 20 sweets. But if you take something which you don't need at all, so if you take 5 keys off your house, well, you know this, you can use any of the 5. But if you take a key which is not necessary at all, that's not Rebbe B'shirim. That's already something which you don't need at all. Groigros, there are 3, you only need 2. It's the same meaning. If you take 2 meaning, even though, as I can't explain the longer to him, it's 1 action, Sokotos. In 1 action, you're carrying what you don't need. But he said, if you're carrying something which you don't need, that's not Rebbe B'shirim, that's Issa. L'choli, he means Issa the right. So he says it's a mistake. But after P'ken, I'm not saying Halukha L'maisa, there is in Machmeh Yisro, which I mentioned before, he writes there, somebody was called in the army on Shabbos to go to run to take his things. He's allowed to carry, but there was everything was Pekiach Nefesh. So he's carrying his bag of things. So he says he should put in his tefillin also there. Because it's only Rebbe B'shirim, he says. And according to Rashba, he's saying on the Rashba, the Rebbe B'shirim is only Yeshiva Rabbonon. And he goes on with Hashid and Cheshbonis. The man has to have tefillin all week, or the whole week. And therefore he says one should do so. So there, according to the Moshe, it wouldn't work. Because the tefillin is also something which he doesn't need to take. He's not taking more of what he needs to take. He's taking a different meaning. According to the Moshe, this is mamish the case of the keys. It's mashma, but again, as I said before, Machlin Sur was written for Chayulim, so Chvaisish. But the Moshe doesn't bring this Machlin Sur. Machlin Sur is a faith which is not so commonly person. I don't know if Moshe even had it. I also only got it because I was searching in the computer, I was searching for Rebbe B'shirim, and I somehow bumped into this Machlin Sur. So it could be that the Moshe didn't have it, or he had it and he felt it was only made for Chayulim, it wasn't made for all of us, and therefore he didn't want to mention it. Sadvar Haguda, before we leave. Finish this week's Sedra. I always like to say Sadvar Haguda, which can be taken home for the Nebaiot and can be told for the children, which is relevant to them also. This is something which I think you said for all of us. Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov comes from the field and he says, Halitaini no. From this red stuff, Esav. Tiyoy Efadoshi. Al Ken Kosh Ma'edin. So Yaakov says, yes, there's a price. Michro Kayin. Esav starts getting nervous. Who knows what Yaakov is going to ask for him? $1,000. So I want something. So what do you want? I want the Bechoyra. Ha! Esav, Bechoyra. Ten and Echaylech Lumis. As Rashi says, the Bechoyra only causes Misa. I get nothing out of it. Lumis, I don't mean. Take it. No problem. Yaakov says, no, I want a shvi'ah, I want you to shvi'ah, v'yishov aloi, v'yimkoi, v'yakom nusam Esav, lechem and zedadushim. V'yoichal he ate, v'yayish he drank, v'yukam he got up, v'yayelech he went, v'yivez Esav es ha-bukhiz. He was mavaz ha-bukhiz. L'choy, these last 4 words are in the wrong place. When Yaakov says to Esav, give me your b'chiz, and Esav says, hen ha-nech ha-chilach lumez, v'lum ha-zele b'chiz, there it should say, v'yivez Esav b'chiz. Then Yaakov sells it, and he eats, and he drinks, and he gets up, and he goes. Why do we say it at the end of the whole parasha? L'chayr, it doesn't belong here. It's sort of like an afterthought. He's already gone. And then we say, yeah, and he was Mavaz L'chayr. He did it before. There's a shtickle Yisoyt. I'll go into Yisoyt. Every one of us have our nisyonos. And we're not all made omid b'nisayim. We all make mistakes. Shoygur, we certainly make. And Mazid also. There are times when the Torah overpowers our roots and to avoid it, and we have a mechshol. course, we have to try and avoid it from time to time, find excuses, but at least it is a stick of liver twist. I want to be an Eved Hashem, but I had a Gavalt here, so I couldn't resist the time. A person has a Dochfal in the Mithoyim. It's not Mishkan Raya, you can't really judge the person as Madrega Vira Shemaim, but that itself, it could be that really he's Vira Shemaim, he's Erechi, he's Moira from Aveda, he doesn't want to do an Aveda, but he had such a busy Tara, such a big Tava, it was a bit too much for him. An excuse, I'm not saying I'm not saying they're allowed to Aveda, but at least there is a stick of limit. You can't judge a person how serious he is with Vira Shemaim, with his Aveda. It could be that he does take Aveda very seriously, but he was a. When can you judge him? Afterwards. He's done the Aveda, he's passed, and now he comes back to his Teichel. Does it really bother him? Oy vey, what did I do? And he starts mechazik himself, has to achieve, has to ferecht this. Does he rectify the mistake? Or does he say, shine, alright, that's a mistake, vatiyanim. That's where you can see his Yiras Shemayim, how much he's serious about Yiras Chait, the scale of a Chait. B'shas the Chait you can't always see, because only one Rebbe Yisrael knows if he was serious or not. Afterwards, that when you can tell it. So, does he rectify his mistakes or not? So when Esav comes, and we talk about the Esav of course, Halitain, you know, he's starving. And Yaakov says, I want Bechoyle. Who cares about Bechoyle? Whatever he did then, she could tell it. But Vayoychal Vayesht, he ate and he drank. And afterwards, he should say, yeah, Yaakov, oh, no, I didn't mean the Bechoyle, misunderstanding. Vayoychal, he gets up, and yeah, he walks out. And Chayle, used to touch his oi. Vayoychal, if he gets him, una bruch. Vayesht, aber ihr habt jetzt doch nicht gewaschen weil ihr ist das gefinkt mal buch weil ihr kommt auf gestanden hat nicht gebenched weil ihr lag das kann nicht richtig stimmen das ist muss ich sagen is that's where you see where he is after the mistake does he just let it go or does he rectify it? That's where we were there to play and there's a meister the Heidegger Rishner the Rishner was a gewaltige mieges the Rishner was the son of Shum Yosef Tzadishter was the son of Roma Malach was the Malach son of Mizrich Magad the Rishner has a gewaltige mieges. He was Meshadach with Rabbi Hesh Dimenev. Rabbi Hesh Dimenev was very much a Tzadik Bista, as his father was. Before he became Rebbe, people didn't know who he was. He was a Shamus, they didn't school him, he wanted to be about Moifus. And the Rishner did know, I mean, they had the sensitivity to know who's a Tzadik and who not, and there was Meshadach, and all Shidduch was Shidduch. The Minig was, by the Tzadikim, that at the Shidduch they would discuss the Yichus. Everybody would say who the Yichus. Pashtus, to be Ma'oda, Uvus by Shidduch to be Mamshach of Doidus, they would say the Yichus. Besides that, there's another point also that to tell the Yichus is perhaps you're telling the Chosin Kali, you should know who you are and what you are, to give them encouragement to carry on. You know, if you give a child to write something, if you give him a nice clean piece of paper and the first few lines are written neatly, he'll try and do the same. If you give him a prompt piece of paper, say, write neatly, he'll scribble. And the nature's like that. You see something, so if you tell the Chosin Kali, you should know your father, your Zayda. It gives them chayshik to carry on the way. So the minig was to talk about the yichus. So the Rishon said his yichus, very tzaddikim. He says mechitim, some zayin yichus. The Rehesh was a tzaddik mister, his father was a tzaddik mister, and he spoke beremus. He said, man tata was a shnader, a tailor. And he taught us two things. He made begudim. He said he taught us that a new beggar which you acquire, make sure you don't spoil it. He also taught us how to mend a beggar which is being spoiled, how to mend it should be perfect. He said, this was my father. As he tells him, talking to religion, he says, I've heard enough. In other words, if we know to be careful for the future and we know how to rectify the past, this is Ginnikinik. This is in the Avoida, the Ayrshah Halfon, the Ken and Dean of the to be Nizah on the future and to rectify the past, Mordin and the Ayrshah.